This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Umlambo wa Tennis, they are back today. For the last time this year, man, it's been a very good year. We have Kensani as well as Otembela on that side. Good morning, guys. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Awetu, and good morning to your listeners. We are so glad. Well, we're not glad that this is the last time of the year, but we are super excited that we've managed to stick to our schedule and actually share so many insights and have conversations with you and your listeners.
So much. Good morning to you, Kensani.
Morning, Awetu. How are you?
Good, man. Thank you so much for joining us on the Vugubangene Breakfast Show just for the last time this year. And we are speaking about understanding the small claims court. I really want to understand the small claims court. Maybe if you can just take us through, Kensani, as we are about to start, Nje, quickly, Uguti. When we speak of a small claims court, what exactly are we speaking about?
Thank you so much, Awetu, and morning to our listeners out there. So today we're hearing about the small claims court and understanding it. So the small claims court is a specialized court created to help individuals settle minor civil disputes quickly, easily, and at a little to no cost at all. It provides a platform for people to pursue claims of up to 20,000. So if anybody owes you anything that's lower than a 20,000, you can approach the small claims court. And importantly, legal representation is not required at all. So this makes the process user-friendly and accessible even for those with no prior experience in the legal proceedings. So the small claims court operates within the magistrates' courts throughout the whole of South Africa, and are recognized for their speed, simplicity, and the fact that the proceedings generally involve no court fees at all.
Oh, wow. Okay. This is very interesting because, people take each other to court every single day. So I did not know that there was like a small claims court like that. Who can then use these small claims court, Kensani?
So if you're an individual who is 18 years or older, you can file a claim at the small claims court. So, and businesses and companies are not allowed to make claims at the small claims court, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And government entities cannot take matters to this court as well. And also, if you're an individual, you have to be, as I said, 18 years or older, because if you are under the age of 18, you must be represented by a parent or a legal guardian.
Okay, and which matters can be heard in the small claims court?
Matters such as unpaid debts. So if someone borrowed money from you and they refuse to pay you, you take them to the small claims court. And unpaid wages or salaries. So if your employer has not paid what they owe you, you can also take them. If there was a breach of contract, that's when someone did not fulfill their obligation in an agreement towards you. And failure to deliver goods or services. If you paid for something and you never received it, you go to the small claims court. And also for property damages. So if someone damaged your belongings and refused to compensate you, the small claims court is yours. And then deposit refunds. You can dispute deposit refunds. If a landlord refuses to return your deposit after you moving out, take them to the small claims court.
Just out of curiosity, would it be the same court lay that people take each other when they want ukuthi bakhokhele ingane and others ukuthi ukuthi mhlawumbe ubaba ondle ingane or something like that?
Okay, can you please say that in English?
Oh, sorry. I'm asking, Uguti, is it the same court that people take each other? Let's say the father doesn't want to pay for or support the child. Is it the same court? Can you take like the parent on the same court where the father is not supportive to the child and everything?
No. So that's one of the matters that are not allowed in the small claims court. Like, maintenance matters and child custody disputes, they are not allowed at the small claims court.
And maybe what are the other matters as well?
Matters like divorce, claims related to wills or inheritance issues, defamation cases, and claims over 20,000. So if your claim exceeds this amount of 20,000, you must either reduce the amount to come back to 20. Let's say someone owes you 25,000 and you want to use the small claims court. So you must agree to bring it down to 20,000 and give up your 5,000 in order for you to be able to use the small claims court.
Now, OT, please come in here because I would assume that there are steps to follow before going to this small claims court. If you can just take us through that process of which steps maybe or how to file a claims in the small claims court.
All right. So the first step is that you send the person who owes you a letter of demand. So before taking your case to court, you must first send a written letter of demand to the person or the company you're claiming from. And this letter should clearly state the amount that they owe you, explain why they owe you this money, and you must give them 14 days to respond to this letter or settle the matter. If they ignore your letter or refuse to pay you, then you go to the next step. But also important to note that if you do go to the small claims court and you haven't sent a letter of demand, they do give you a template letter of demand that you can just fill out specific details pertaining to your matter. And then after let's say that you have now written your letter of demand and you sent it to the person, then you go to the nearest magistrate's court and you take a copy of your letter of demand and any proof of the debt, such as the contract that your case is based on, invoices, receipts or agreements, and evidence supporting your case, such as photos, emails or text messages. And then the clerk will help you fill out the necessary forms and officially register your claim. And then after this, the court assigns you a hearing date. So once your forms are submitted, the court will set a hearing date and you must inform the person that you're claiming against about this date. And then after that, you then obviously attend your court hearing if the matter is not settled. And the hearing is informal, so you don't need a lawyer, as Kanzani said. And both you and the person that you're claiming against will present your cases, and the commissioner will listen to the facts, review your evidence, and ask questions. And then once that's done, then the commissioner gives a ruling. And if they rule in your favor, then the defendant is legally obliged to pay you the amount that you've claimed. Right. And then after this, after the ruling is made and this person is legally obliged to pay you, and the person doesn't inform the person you're claiming against doesn't pay you or they refuse to pay you, you can then enforce this action, such as instructing the sheriff to go and seize their assets or applying for a garnishee order. The garnishee is what we spoke about in our last session, which is deducting money from their salaries or their bank accounts.
Just out of curiosity, OT, how long does it take for small claims court to come to a judgment? Can you do it like on the same day, or you need like to come back, as we always see Guma court, okay, they will first listen to your case and then go and consult, come back. Like, how long does this whole process takes?
So it will take, so first, like when we just looking at how long it will take, we're looking at the letter of demand. So from letter of demand already, we're looking at 14 days. You need to give them 14 days to respond. So this is from initial step one. You give them 14 days. So that's already not the same day, right? So if they decide to ignore you after this 40 or within these 14 days, they ignore you, then you still have to, let's say on the 15th day, you haven't heard anything from this person. On the 15th day, you go to the magistrate's court to register your claim, right? Then you get a date. They give you a date on the same day. Some small claims court won't give you a date on that same day, right? You then need to wait a little bit longer. You get the date. You then need to give the person a date, but the date obviously won't be for the next day. You're looking at a month, 6 weeks. You see, so already we are maybe 2 months in before you actually get heard. right? So on this day, maybe the judgment is not given to you on that day. So you're really looking at a week longer, right? So nothing will happen on that same day. You won't give your letter of demand to this person now, and the next day everything is finalized. No, you're looking at about 2 to 3 months.
Wow, that's a very long time.
But the good thing about small claims court is that you don't need an attorney. So it may take a little longer, even if it's a matter that's not in the small claims court, it's still a long time. So justice,
Well,
unfortunately, is a patience game.
definitely. Wow, I love that, those last words. Justice is a patience game. No, thank you so much, Shontembela. Thank you so much to Kentani as well, for joining us. We really appreciate your time. Maybe before I let you go, how can we contact Tumlambo Attorneys and Associates?
Hey, you can contact us on 010-502-0626. You can email us on info@mlambolegal.co.za, and you can view our website on www.mlambolegal.co.za. You can also reach us on our pages, Instagram, LinkedIn, and TikTok at Mlambo and Associates. Yes, that is how you can reach us.
Definitely. No, thank you so much, OT. We really appreciate your time and the energy that you've given us, man, on MET Radio this past year. It was amazing. And we continue to work together and up until next year. Naganjani. Thank you so much to Abo Kentane, Boraf, Teboho, Jade. Oh, there's quite a lot of them, man. I really appreciate all of them. Really, really, really appreciate the knowledge that you guys have given us right here on MET Radio this year. We wish you nothing but the best, and Merry Christmas, man, to you guys.
Thank you so much, Awetu. It's been a pleasure working with you and your team. And Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all of you.
Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.